Janel giving us a great, great vibe this morning. Jaho, amazing music. I really do love that music. How are you doing this morning? I want you to know that as much as there are a lot of, what I call them, motivational speakers, as much as you have a lot of people who would encourage you on social media, or you have a lot of people who, you know, give you this charge, like we do on the radio almost all the time. But you see, if you don't encourage yourself, nobody else can do the work for you. You have to encourage yourself, you know. Everything is a problem, not a finish.
Yep.
Things are hard, we know. But you see, you need to encourage yourself. You need to motivate yourself. You need to charge yourself. We can only do very little. The social media motivational speakers can only do very little. Encouragers can only do very little. Your family members can do very little. All right, but yourself, you can do the most for yourself. And where you can start from is by encouraging yourself, by motivating yourself, by charging yourself up. So you might be feeling down, you might be feeling a little depressed or weighed down. You might be feeling dejected. You're not really happy about a certain situation ongoing in your life, or maybe something you're not pleasant, you're not happy about. But it starts with you, you know, thinking the opposite of whatever it is that you are not happy about. And encourage yourself, all right? Encourage yourself. It starts with you, charging yourself up. So this morning, if you are not happy about a situation, think the opposite. Try, you know, encourage yourself. Tell yourself that, no, I'm not going to let my situation weigh me down. I'm not going to let the situation of the country weigh me down. I know it's tough, but you have to make that decision for yourself. And say, you know what? We can't continue complaining because it sounds like, or it seems like, our complaints are falling on deaf ears. So you need to take it up for yourself, by yourself, and say, you know what? I'm going to make myself happy regardless.
I mean, very powerful words there, Andrea, if you ask me. And talking about motivating yourself, it's more or less like... It's one of those things that you cannot, no one can do it for you, really.
Absolutely.
You can leave it in the hands of anyone to be your motivator. You could pick items or elements or what they say to motivate you, but you are the guy. You are the guy for your life. You are the guy to motivate yourself.
Absolutely.
It's like food. It's like sleeping. No matter how much someone wants to help you, they can't eat for you.
Mm,
you get what I'm saying?
That's right.
No. Motivation is like, they can't eat for you. Mm-hmm. You have to eat yourself.
Yeah.
You have to chow that chow.
Yeah.
You have to grasp the grass by yourself.
True that.
You understand? Mm. They can't sleep for you. How would they sleep for you now? You've got to sleep by yourself. So that's where motivation is like. All right, so people wait for people to tell them stuff. They're looking for validation.
Yeah.
You know, all around. They want someone to say, hey, man, you're doing a great job. And they get a feel like they're doing a great job.
Yeah.
Or they're looking for, which is good in itself. But you cannot base, like you said, what your motivation on others outside of yourself.
Yeah.
You've got to be self-motivated.
Yeah.
That is the greatest thing. I mean, that's really powerful.
Yeah.
Where did that come from?
I don't know, but I woke up this morning.
Yep.
I woke up this morning feeling that way, that, you know what? Most of us, we depend so much on other people to make us happy. We depend so much on other people to encourage us.
Yeah.
Depend so much on the government, you know, to make things. I know that's their responsibility.
Yeah.
But, you know, there's that dependency that comes from us. And yeah, every individual, we are interdependent.
Yep, absolutely.
But there's also the space for being independent.
That's right.
And we most times shy away from that.
That's right.
We most times ignore that we have that part of us that is independent.
That's,
you know?
Right. There's no interdependence without independence, really.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's got to be, for there to be an interdependent, that's dependent people coming to interact or to connect.
Yeah.
So there's that dependent.
Yeah.
So that means if you are not dependent enough, you find it difficult to interdepend because it has to do with you, what you're bringing on the table.
Mm.
Maybe that's a conversation for another day.
Yeah.
But it's key to understand that life and you know, human beings are individualistic,
right,
in nature.
True that.
So in as much as you want to rely on people, there are things you cannot rely on people for.
True that.
Because everybody needs motivation right now.
That's right.
You understand?
Everyone! I saw his tweet somewhere. The guy said, hello everyone, I wake up this morning, and he went on to say, I don't have any motivation.
Motivate yourself.
Motivate yourself. You know, but hey, we're trying to make this, you know, a little lighthearted, but it's the truth.
That's right.
And part of the ways that you can encourage yourself or motivate yourself is by being kind to yourself.
Yep.
A lot of us are not kind to ourselves. And when I say kind, you don't know how to take care of yourself. Say good things to yourself.
Yep.
Just say good things about yourself to yourself.
Yep.
Take care of yourself. Pamper yourself. Nurture yourself.
A lot of people, absolutely. A lot of people spend time, you know, taking care of others, you know, showing love to others, but themselves.
Absolutely.
And that's
Take care of your hair, you know, take care of your skin, smile often, say kind words to yourself.
Yep.
Like tell yourself, I am beautiful.
Yeah.
Just tell yourself, I'm great. I'm an awesome person.
That's right.
You know, just, you know, be kind to yourself. When it's time for you to rest, please do rest. Don't be too hard on yourself.
When
you fail at something, it's not the end of the world.
That's right.
And how that you can be kind is to tell yourself, you know what, I didn't fail at this, even though it seemed like it failed, but it doesn't define who I am. I'm not a failure. And that's part of the ways that you can motivate yourself.
Absolutely. And motivating yourself, having a positive mindset, also has a role to play.
That's right.
And also, you might want to cut down your to-do list, you know, make it as simple as easy as possible.
Mm.
And set attainable goals. No, don't come up and say, okay, I'm going to buy this thing, and by the end of this year, you know, I'm going to get this. I remember when I was planning for this year, especially, you know, improving my financial status, I was like, okay, I'm going to achieve X, Y. Initially, I put a certain amount. Me, by myself, I just reason, I say,
it's not realistic.
Yeah. So you know when you are setting, you know, you're delusional about your setting your goals, all right? But set realistic goal, what you know every morning you wake up, you're doing something about it. So these are ways to motivate yourself, because if you set realistic goals, if you set unrealistic goals, oh boy, motivation is not good day to move on. No.
And that's so.
Because when you set the goal and you realize that it's 3 months in the matter, you have not moved. So, you know, you might want to check on all of that.
Yeah.
Guys, big, big message right here from Andrea this morning.
I just felt like to do that.
Yeah, it's very necessary. But Lagos, we do not take this away from you. We bring to you the feel of Lagos every morning. We want to know how you're doing. We want to check on you like you don't share like gong gong in your lungu, your neighborhood, and everywhere you are. Monsieur le President is in the country. He's in the States. It's still valid to say he's in the country, because, I mean, he's been traveling a lot.
Yeah.
So,
but he's in Lagos.
I don't know if he's reached to. I know Dean, the entourage. But he's coming today.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So I want to know what the station is like on the roads across Lekki Epe Expressway. And what's going on? Nigerians have been talking about this. He says you should do virtual. You should not go and cause traffic. Is it county commission virtually? See, you cannot stay where he can do, but, you know, the president is here. I don't know what it's going to mean to people, but what we are concerned about is the state of the road and what impact this will have, especially on the well-being of the Lagosians today.
All right, you can call us up. It's the feel of Lagos right here. Welcome. That's What's Up Lagos with the Techers. The first hour is a feel of Lagos, where that you call us and tell us what is going on around your area and how you're feeling. You want to give us a situation report. Feel free to do that. The phone lines are open, 0700-993-993-993. The female-only line is 01-465-7190. On the second hour of the show, from 11 o'clock, that is the flip side of 11, we'll be bringing you the Family Talk, a conversation we started yesterday. So if you didn't tune in yesterday, you have an opportunity to be a part of the show today. But if you listened yesterday, it's more or less a continuation.
Yep.
And then I'm sure that you had your thoughts put together and you're going to like unleash them today. The phone lines will be open for that during the 11 o'clock hour.
What's up, Andrea? And guys, for now, we want to know how you're doing. We care about you. We have plenty of love for you. Something happened yesterday in the other room, but we want to share today on the radio.
What?
You want to know.
What's that? What? Hey, God, do. Hey, God, do. My heart is cutting. Jeez.
I will say it.
What do you want to say?
Just the way you're waiting. A lot of people are waiting to hear. I'm going to say it. Just keep listening. But first of all, let's hear how you're doing.
God, that's giving me a heart attack this morning. Hello. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning, Nigeria Info.
Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life.
My name is Arubu, so I'm coming from Bedulaki.
Welcome.
I'm also Australia calling this segment anyway.
All right, good to have you. Yes.
Yeah. I'm doing fine. I just want to talk about the situation on the road this morning. I'm actually on my way to Aja.
All right.
The road is clear.
Okay.
But there are police posting last month on every bus stop. There's no one even allowed to pass through.
Wow. Wow.
Okay. So
there's
like,
order.
Yeah. because the press is coming to the
It is expected.
Oh,
all right.
Goodness.
But how can we not sustain that when it's gone? Is that not Ojuaye? Anyways, I'm not saying anything, but I'm saying what happens when the president leaves? We go back to normal?
Hello.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning. What's your name? What's up, Lagos?
Yeah, what's up, Lagos? Gabriel from Ikoyi.
Welcome, Gabriel.
I'm not surprised that I'm going to use Unalekki Road at all. Now, if you finish from airport, you will take a helicopter to Dangote, where Dangote is in the street. So that tower can give you about over 130 kilometer drive from airport to that side. You're not going to go through our portal. I'm very sure you're going to take a helicopter to cross to that place, do what you want to do, and go back to the airport.
Okay, but yeah, I agree with you. I may agree with you. I don't know what the plan is. I don't know how it's going to move. But how about this entourage? We all then fly up. Everybody going for that event. Would they all fly helicopters?
The phone lines are still buzzing. Hello.
Hello.
Good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers alive.
Use your male voice, friend.
Oh, great.
Adeshewa.
Welcome.
You're welcome, ma'am.
Good morning.
Yeah.
I think I'm the only one witnessing this kind of a thing.
How?
This heat is making someone to have series of nightmares. Is it dreams that you can't even explain? You wake up and start saying, what kind of dream is this? Can't believe I dreamt yesterday that I was with you guys.
Wow.
You have not seen before.
Wow.
In the studio, I mean.
That's long.
In the studio.
Wow.
You know, I thought myself would share this again.
Wow.
I was like,
that's long.
Is it the heat that is messing with my brain?
It's possible, man.
Thank you so much.
Appreciate.
Wow, that's love. That's love. That's all I can interpret.
Absolutely.
You know when you were? It's more like. You know, she's with us in the morning. She's with us in the afternoon. She's with us in the evening.
Yeah.
And so there's that tendency. And I'm sure that she longs to meet us.
That's right.
She longs
to meet
the OPs here. And maybe that could be what influenced her dream.
Absolutely. But let's not forget about the heat she talked about. There's been crazy heat. It's been better for the past couple of days, really. But it's been really hot.
Yes. It has.
You know, and then you see some people, you see that they're managing fuel. They'll be in a car in the hot sun. Don't put on the fuel. They'll be like, don't put on the AC. What are you doing? No. First you say it's they're suffering in this Nigeria. You have a car that has AC. And you say you're managing for it. You've been in the heat. I don't understand the rationale behind that, really. I don't understand it. I refuse to understand it. It's poverty mentality.
I agree.
It has to change. Heat is beating your hot sun. You are sweating in the car. No. Oh my God. I don't know where I came from, but really, how to say it.
Hello.
Hello.
Welcome.
Good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life.
Yes, good morning. The world famous Andre and Keke.
Colin Keke.
Thank you.
I am Abi Oyelo by name.
All right, Mr. Abi, where are you calling from this morning, sir?
I'm calling from Ikoyi.
Okay.
Yeah. Actually, I've been a fan of your program, I thank God for this opportunity once again to link up with you guys.
Wow.
I enjoy your program so much.
Thank you.
It's a very good thing to have a couple like this, actually, to cheer us up.
Yeah.
People like us, even as we are married, we just have to, feel the groove of how it's exciting, loving to have a couple, like you people.
Thank you.
I'm very excited. Like as you mentioned, the heat is unbearable. It's unbearable, I must tell you.
That's right.
Because sometimes it becomes a sleepless night sometimes.
Yeah.
To be able to sleep,
So if this is the country we are finding ourselves, we can't run away.
Right.
Yes,
so yes, you know, we just have to, whatever it is, I believe the country will be a better place for all of us.
Amen. That's
so yes, yes.
Thank you so much.
Keep it up, eh?
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Cheers to life.
About the heat.
Mm-hmm.
Have you noticed the switch? Whenever you're in a room, it's well air conditioned, the AC is on. The moment it goes off, it's as if they turn on the heat. The switch is always amazing. You'd be like, so what's going on here?
Mm.
What? Anyways, more calls coming in.
That's right. I thought you wanted to. Okay, it's better that way. Hello?
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life. Welcome. What's your name?
Good morning, my name is Omar Rufai.
Good morning.
Actually, I live in the Dilekiazi, but I'm right now in VI.
Okay.
I want to correct an expression that says is my Mr. President going to go to the Dilekia by Shoppa. I don't think there's any listing for that for Shoppa to hand. I don't know, but based on the correct information I'm giving right now,
mm-hmm.
most of Mr. President and everybody are seeing VI.
Oh.
You know, if we are within more than 4 hours, you'll be able to notice that.
Yeah.
Which we all believe is going to go by road.
Yeah.
And if I remember what happened the last time, it's former president, we looking at came towards the Aziz.
Yeah.
But then all this started doing that since 2015.
Mm-hmm.
There was always a road closed when Mr. President is passing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There is a truck that will be in the front.
Mm-hmm.
Road closed. So no vehicle is allowed to move.
Mm.
See, when Mr. President passes, then another truck will come and say, road open.
Mm.
So we should all try to manage our road, our movement this morning.
Yep.
Now the road down to the Lekki back to VI is free.
Yep.
But I can tell you, I don't know, but based on what we have experienced before,
yeah,
we should be expecting something similar.
That's
so
right.
We should all plan our way this morning. Thank you guys. You guys are doing a great job. God bless you.
God bless you too.
Thank you. Thank you.
Good things, right? But that was a very vital information. Well, more calls coming in. You can call as a lady, 01465-7190. 01465-7190 for, yes, ladies out there. And if you're a man, you can call 0700-993-993-993. 0700-993-993-993. Some stories making the rounds on social media, right, Andrea?
That's right. Well, we pick more calls, right? The phone lines are still buzzing. Hello?
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Is that the Tekes?
Yes, it is.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Just alive.
Good morning. I'm Mrs. Tony Adelaja.
Mm. All right.
Welcome.
Calling from Bafo.
Oh, good to have you. How is it, Bafo,
really
this morning?
I really appreciate you guys. You are quite a wonderful couple.
Thank you.
And I pray that the Lord will continue to uphold you guys in Jesus' name.
Amen to that.
I love your program.
We love you too.
I've been listening to it for long and I've been looking for an opportunity to get through.
Wow. Today is the day.
Today.
Thank you so much.
How are you doing?
We're good. Thank you for asking.
And now is our second three.
As well.
He's doing fine.
The Lord will keep your family.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
And it shall continue to be well with you.
Amen. Thank you so much.
I've also been trying to get across to Uncle Jimmy. He was the one that broke the news of my late cousin to me first.
Oh.
When it happened like a year before.
Okay.
So, but I've been trying to get across to him. Today, I tried about 4 times. The phone was ringing. He couldn't pick.
Okay, yeah.
Please just tell him, Mrs. Sonia Adelaja, ni Roluga.
All right. I'm sure he's listening.
Please. I would love to participate in this program tomorrow. I'll try him again.
Okay.
I pray he will speak.
All right, ma'am.
The Lord is going to work with you. You are doing a great thing, putting smiles on people's faces.
Thank you so much. Appreciate you for the kind words.
We have said something this morning that it's not an easy thing. They will just have to continue to look on the brighter face of life.
That's right.
And continue to encourage one another.
Mm-hmm.
The Lord is going to encourage you guys.
Amen.
He's going to encourage us in Nigeria.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Shall be well with our country. Shall be well with us all. Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
I love you guys. Just keeping up.
Right.
Thank you so much. We love you too. All right.
We need to go on a break.
Yeah, it's almost there. We have some stories, some information to take across, right?
That's right.
Welcome back. Welcome back. This is Nigeria's number one station for talk. We're reaching live in the city of Lagos, Nigeria, Africa's largest. You know what I'm talking about? Africa's New York. I know some people say, nah. Why do you keep Cairo? Why do you keep Johannesburg? We all know Lagos with a vibe. You know that for sure, right? Let's brag a bit, as it were. But hey, guys, we are glad to have you join us on the show. We are the techers, indeed.
We are the techers. And instead of Field of Lagos, we'll bring you a little bit of what's going on the social media. There's a particular story which I'm sure that some of us would love to hear about. But let's take more WhatsApp messages. This one is sending some sort of a complaint. Let me see. What's your name now? What's your name? Please, I would like that you drop your name and where you are sending a message from so that we can have a connection, if that's okay. Let me see. This one says, good morning, Mr. Collins and your beautiful wife. My name is Andrea, not your beautiful wife. Okay? It says, and her sweet voice like ice cream. Your show is absolutely cool. My name is Desmond, and I had a very rough experience when I came to Lagos for the first time ever. That's 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
Well, I was ambushed by this white shuttle bus with about 7 or 8 policemen who stopped me around the Aja area. Honestly, I didn't know what I didn't know that I was in Aja, because I came to Lagos to start up a life, you know, that kind of thing, where you leave your home to travel out to life. They stopped me, and I was with just a bag and few clothes in it and about 30K in my pocket just to keep the body and soul together before I get a job, because I'm a fashion designer. This dude, not black, told me to open up my back. Probably noticed I was shaking because I was afraid. So I opened up and they saw everything, and one of them searched me and saw my cash. He took my cash, all of it, and they drove off, and they got me stranded in this busy and more busy place called Lagos. I have been listening to the radio station for one man I had to with the sales flower along the road. I mean, Lagos is indeed a wonderful place to start with, start a life, because right now I'm passing through hell. I know it will be difficult, but like this, my name is Desmond. I'm presently in Lagos, still in Aja. I'm sharing my experience with you guys coming to Lagos. Lagos is indeed a wonderful place.
Wow.
With such experience, and you still sound this very optimistic.
Yeah, I can see a challenge, what do you call it? I want to use a good word. You know, there's no contradiction, but there's a challenge between his experience and trying to keep it positive.
Yes.
As it were. And that's a bad experience. You expect that he will be shouting, ah, these niggas. He still believes that's a good place.
Yeah.
And I think that's the right mindset, right?
It is, actually.
It's What's Up Lagos, baby. Get set.
Wow. Well, we're so sorry you experienced this tragic situation. But are you sure that those men were policemen? He said that they were policemen in a white shuttle. Are you sure that they were policemen? That has to be
investigated. But right now, he's going through that. Perhaps, I hope you're not totally stranded. If you are, man, you're going to experience, I mean, you find your way, though, but it's quite a tough place to find yourself.
Are you totally stranded? Maybe you should let us know. Where are you staying? Where are you sleeping? How are you coping with that?
Oh, man. Wow. Oh, boy.
So bringing you another report, another story happening on social media. This was posted on social media, and I'm sure that some of you must have gotten this story or heard about this story. Now, Lagos State Government will today, March 2022, arraign the bus rapid transport driver. That's the BRT driver, Andrew Nice Ominini Koro, accused of murdering 22-year-old fashion designer, the late Oluwa Bamise Ayowola. Nice will be arraigned before Justice Sherifat Sunaike of the Lagos High Court sitting at the Tafawa Balewa Square on the 4-count charge of conspiracy, murder, and 2 counts of rape.
I know a lot of people look forward to an update on that story.
Absolutely.
I mean, remember the story of the BRT, the lady who lost her life after boarding a BRT. Do you think the government has really talked...
said much about it?
Yeah, like, really...
No.
A lot of people have, I've been hearing people complaining that, you know, they expect the government to do more. I mean, this is a tragic experience that you expect them to talk more. But let's wait for the judgment and see what happens right after that.
Absolutely.
And either the compensation or anything. I mean, there's got to be more, much more than just us people staying in the dark. Because usually when things happen like that, before you know it,
it's a cover up.
Everybody don't forget the Omata and they move on.
I really do hope that she finds justice, because that's a brutal thing to do to a young lady. Anyway, on WhatsApp, this coming from who now? Your name is Elder Destiny from Industrial Community of Ota. He says, hi, the tech is what's up, Lagos. Personally, I'm good, but my problem is of other users. I could literally see uncontrollable stress and depression in the faces of people around.
Yeah.
Everybody looks angry and ready to fight or abuse at any slightest misunderstanding. This really makes me a little bit agitated.
Elder Destiny. Yes, the boys are not smiling. The street's not smiling. Everyone, people are very combustible. I use that word a lot. You know, they're inflammable. Just a little spark like that, pop, explosion. And that cannot be on, you cannot disconnect that with the reality of our daily existence or experience in Nigeria.
Mm-hmm.
But when look now, see for now, high. See, no for, you know, diesel right now. Nigeria runs on diesel, really, if you look at it critically. Like, what's that business that does not run on diesel?
Businesses are shutting down recently. I mean, there's been report of businesses who normally they close around, let's say, 6. Some are closing around 4. Those who close later are closing, you know, much more earlier these days because of that.
Yeah, I mean, that's the toll. That's what it's telling. And again, you know, the Naira is not as if the Naira is smiling.
Mm.
The Naira is just there. You know, like recently I charged somebody on something and then I mentioned their money. He's like, for this. I just reminded the person, guy, it's Naira. I say it's Naira. If you convert it right now, if you look at it right now, even don't convert it, go to the market, you realize how empty the Naira is in the market.
Mm.
The purchasing power of Naira, Oti lano. It have lanod. So there are a lot of reasons people will not smile.
Yeah.
And that's why we come on the radio. We don't want to like belabor the issue. It's a reality. But the truth is, for you to overcome and survive, you need to keep it positive. You know, frowning and getting angry cannot help.
It cannot help indeed. 0700-993-993-993. The female only line is 01465-7190.
The feel of Lagos.
Hello? Hello?
Hi, Detectives.
Welcome.
Welcome.
How are you guys doing today?
We're doing good. Welcome.
Doing good.
Sincerely, the boys are not smiling. Not even only boys. The populace are not smiling. Honestly, personally, my name is Abiodun, by the way.
Welcome.
And I must confess to you that I'm seriously under the weight of the economic crunch, particularly the diesel that just gone haywire in the last few weeks.
Yeah.
My business is run majorly on diesel. I tell you that we are running at a loss. And presently, even our capital, our working capital, is going in for it. I don't have an idea yet on how to handle the situation. Definitely, this cannot go on for too long.
Yeah.
This cannot go on. The government has to step in and do something very quickly.
Okay.
In fact, yesterday, some of the banks that we use, they were telling us that some of they've gotten directive from their head office that they should shut down from 3, 4 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
So they closed door against customers from 2, 3 p.m.
Wow.
So imagine that on our economy, an economy that is crumbling already.
Yeah.
Now, economic activities are suffering on a daily basis. What do you think is going on here, guys?
Wow.
Sincerely, the government needs to wake up.
You know, I'm happy that he said that, and I'm sorry about the experience. And that's what we're talking about. As the president's in town, we hope that the team is monitoring and listening. Because I mean, this Nigeria's number one radio station, so it's expected that they're listening. And we just hope that something will be done. All right.
Yeah.
In the meantime, don't let your business rely on this thing or on diesel. If you have to switch to solar, switch to diesel more. Solar will pay you.
You said what?
Solar. Switch it to solar. It will pay you.
The issue is that the kind of equipment that we use big generators to run.
Yeah.
To develop a solar system that will be able to carry that kind of equipment, it runs into millions of naira too.
Yeah, but I know a bit about this, and I can tell you for sure that there are companies that will make it easy for you. You don't need to pay at once. The same way you're buying diesel, they're going to make it, you pay in instruments, and give you this for you.
I will be interested. Please, you can pick my line from the other side and get information from it. I'll be glad.
All right. So, on
a monthly basis, we spend well over a million naira on diesel alone.
Hi. You know what you're going to do? Just someone is going to get your number now. So, I know if a person or two in that space that can help. So let me get your number. Someone will get your details right now.
It's okay. I'll be glad.
Just stay on the line.
Hope. Thank you.
Are you there to do that? Stay on the line.
Okay.
All right. Men, it is not a play matter. It's a serious issue right here. Telling you. But you have to keep positive. The truth is, if we all start counting the things that are biting us, well, at the end of the day, we'll be punching ourselves through the radio. You know, we just transfer aggression. But the truth of the matter is, you cannot allow yourself, especially your state, because your state will determine the kind of decisions you make. Absolutely, your state of mind. So it's important for us to keep it positive and make sure that we sustain that.
All right.
Even in trying times.
Absolutely. The phone lines are still buzzing. 0700-993-993-993. The female only 465-7190. Is it a feel of Lagos? You want to give a situation report? Or do you want to talk about the story that we just read to you? Hello? Hello? Okay. Hello?
Where are we?
You made it.
Yes,
you did. Welcome. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Just alive.
I love you, Andrea. I love you so much.
We love you too. Oh, wow. Take a deep breath.
I want to ask a question.
All right.
Okay, is it just me or is Lagos, you know, I don't know, does it like change people? So I recently got a job in Lagos and oh my God, I'm so nervous.
Mm-hmm. Take a deep breath. Just breathe in and breathe out.
I know. I love you so much.
Oh, we love you too. But go ahead.
Okay, so I got a job in Lagos and
Yeah.
So I've been living in Lagos for the past 3 years now and, you know, taking public transport and all. So I don't know, I've changed. It's like there's this thing about people, you know, sharing this public space with people.
Yeah.
Your private space with people. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, when I first got here, I was like cool, calm and everything. But now I'm like, don't use the F word. We're like,
you're not aggressive. Is that it?
Yeah.
Something actually happened this morning. There was traffic here. Everybody's sleeping and all. And then there's this man beside me and then he was sleeping. And then I was like, okay, you can sleep, but, you know, this old dozing stuff that you start moving your head around. Mm. I was trying to keep calm. And then the man's head kept on moving to my side. I was like, okay, I'm going to punch this man in the face. I know it's crazy, but then I'm just trying to keep my cool and all.
Yeah.
And then I started drooling. Wow. Like, I didn't my heart.
Oh, goodness.
Wow.
And I just shouted. I didn't know. I yelled at him. I was like, yo.
What? I can't imagine.
So.
His hand to wipe it off. And then I was like, ew, disgusting.
Oh.
Yeah.
Shake people. And oh, God. It's really.
How we can imagine. She said, does Lagos change people?
How would you respond to that?
Well, I was born in Lagos, so I don't know how to say if it changes people or not. I did not migrate to Lagos. I was here, born and brought up.
I was born in Boya.
You came to Lagos.
I'm born in Boya.
Did Lagos change you?
I've been to Douala, which is also an equally busy city.
Yeah.
But it's in Lagos.
Hmm.
Oh my, oh my.
Lagos changed you?
No, 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 no. You cannot not change.
Hmm.
Nothing like, oh, I'm a cool, calm, collected person. You can't. You interact with Lagos public, you interact, you change.
Right.
You just have to. You lose yourself and then find yourself back. You get,
In some situations, you have to change it.
You
change
have
to change it for some people.
If you are still saying, no, that's wrong. It's not nice. No. They'll say, JJC. If you don't raise voice in Lagos.
Hmm.
But I'm not saying it's right. But that's what it is.
Hmm.
Nobody should come and say, let's not be promoting what is...
violence?
What is it's not violence. It's just what Lagos is. People are on the fast lane. And there's no sleeping on the bicycle, nothing. You have to be at alert at all times. Nothing like you being relaxed. You know, relaxed. I told you about my experience in Nevada. I see people standing on the streets, having this conversation, you know, in major streets. People stay on the side. They haven't got, not like there's no need for, there's no urgency.
Yeah.
Not in Lagos. Not in Lagos.
So the answer is yes.
The answer is yes. It
Lagos
changes you.
Can change you.
It makes you come out of a moving vehicle and it's normal.
And it makes you jump into a moving vehicle and that's the norm.
It's normal to catch it. So yeah, Lagos changes people. And if you're a JJC, man, be prepared.
Well, thank you so much for reaching out and telling us your experience in Lagos. Hello.
Oh, my.
Hello.
Hi, good morning. What's up,
good
Lagos?
Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life.
In all this situation, thank you for making us smile.
Aww.
Thank you. God bless you. God will increase your smile also.
Amen.
See, I want to react to the last caller.
Yeah.
You know, when I used to enter bus, why some people will leave their house, they want to sleep on another woman's breast, a man in the bus. Why? We just cross their hands on your shoulder as if they are your husband and marry you. Why? May God you stop that to those men. Thank you.
All right. Oh, thank you so much.
She said it.
You know,
someone finally said it.
No, it's crazy. What you see in the buses, especially in Lagos, is crazy. Trust me, it is crazy. I saw a video, and this one really got me disgusted. So I saw a video. It was a colleague of mine who recorded that video. So he was in public transport.
Mm.
And he saw this man, you know, doing the, what's it called? He was masturbating.
Wow.
While he was in the bus. And
what?
He was looking at this woman beside him. Beside him or in front of him. So she sat. You know how it is when you put on a low waist trouser and you sit, and you know, he was using that to, you know, do the other stuff.
Yep.
Right there in the bus, you know. So there are a lot of crazy stuff that happens inside the public transport.
I said the bus is a world of his own. You know, a world of his own. Man, that's quite disgusting. I mean,
it is, yeah.
A lot of things happen in the bus.
Yeah, a lot. I mean,
like what the lady said, I've seen that a number of times. Guy who does form sleep.
But he wants to be on the woman's chest.
Be falling on.
Come on, you guys.
Chest, only chest.
Man.
Let's take some calls, man.
Hello? Okay, do call us back. 0700-993-993-993. Still the feel of Lagos. We have a few WhatsApp messages.
Yep.
You can also drop in your, your WhatsApp message as well. Let me see. This one here says, hello, my wife was robbed at gunpoint in December 8 of over $10,000. Wow. And when I reported to the police, the bank she transacted, they said this branch again. The case has been with the police despite my phone. Okay, I think that you're given a complaint instead. So I would address that off the air. Let me see. Another one here says, a lot of people are asking you to send their contact for the energy, solar energy distributor.
All right, guys. So we'll get your... go to my DM. Do me a DM, guys. Do it. Collins_Teke. All right. And if you drop the WhatsApp, I'll perhaps get your number. But if you really want that, just go to my DM, follow me on it. Why are you not following me in the first place? Follow me on Instagram, Collins_TechAir. We can talk. That I'm sure I can give you direction.
Mm.
You know, for whatever power need you've got.
Okay.
We have to move away from that.
That's right. This one on WhatsApp says, my first year in OAU Ilefe in Osun State. Everybody knows I'm from Lagos. I struggled with campus shuttle and some unknown Lagos folks told me, guy, are you from Lagos? It says it took me months to adapt to the serenity in other states. And I agree with you, really. I totally agree with you. A lot more messages coming in. This one says, I remember when a friend asked me while I was so hostile while driving in Lagos. I kept quiet and asked him to do the driving. Not up to 5 minutes of driving. Says, Lord Baba has also been shouting. Was already shouting for at three drivers. Okay. Let me see. More messages are coming in. But hey, 0700-993-993-993. Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I want to contribute to that sister that somebody is sleeping on her breast. I want to give you information. Many of those people, they are pickpockets.
Mm.
And if you do not prepare your heart when you step out of your compound, they will pick your handset or pick your money. Mm. Majority of them are, and not only that, majority of them are witch or wizard.
Mm.
They want to bewitch you on that day with their strong hand on your wrist. As if they are making jealous bigger contract of millions. They know what they are doing.
Mm.
They manipulate anybody inside the bus or inside KK or any shuttle bus. They will thief your money if you don't prepare yourself or you are careless when you get out of the house.
Mm. You seem to have a lot of information about this. Has this happened to you before, or you know them?
I know what I'm saying. If you don't prepare, based on that, it's not a husband. He wants to manipulate as if we are his husband or our wife.
Mm.
The other time, I cautioned one woman. He wants to come into the bus. He opened her laps for me, and I was the only person in there. He wanted me to be carried away. I shout. I say, madam, be very careful.
Mm.
She's not talking again. They have so many ways of manipulating people.
Okay.
So it's not because of they want to lie on the brace or what. They want to use the avenue to pick her money or whatever.
All right, then. Thank you so much for sharing this.
Yes.
All right, you have a great day.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for your program. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Man, sincerely, I didn't anticipate the program to go this way. The direction is going, but it's going well, right?
Right. But I mean, it's good that you share your experience. I mean, that's why we call it the feel of Lagos.
That's
if someone drives into Lagos today for the very first time and just wants to know how Lagos runs, you know, the happenings in Lagos, I think it's like the one-stop place.
That's why it's What's Up Lagos.
That's
what it is. So high.
The phone lines are buzzing.
A show for everyone, Lagosians and JJCs alike.
Hello.
Oh my god. Hello.
What's up Lagos?
Yes!
Just alive. Welcome.
I've been trying this line for years.
I can imagine. Finally, you're here. Welcome. What's your name?
Yeah, my name is Femi. I'm in transit. I'm in my house.
Okay. Let's talk.
The gist about these police guys, they are policemen. No, it has happened to me twice on that Ajah Road.
Wow.
In white bus, the bus was not a plate number, the glass was always tinted.
Hmm.
I drive my car and I said that alternative route. Maybe I mentioned alternative route. The white bus will just stop in the window of the road and they will jump out like thieves.
Wow.
You'll be so scared. With guns, they will cock their guns, come down. Before you know, they search you, they search your phone. They wired all the money in my crypto wallet.
What?
Everything. They have Bitcoin wallet. There's nothing that is available.
Wow.
Anything, and they know how to, they are so tech savvy. As they know, those guys are terrible. They are terrible. Especially when they notice that you are the only one in the car.
Wow.
Or maybe you are in a bus and you are the best dressed or you look nice.
Mm.
They just find a way of doing it. They are policemen.
And you're sure they're policemen? You can see their tag.
With the uniform, with their name.
Wow.
Okay. They don't do it in mufti.
Hmm. All right.
The white Koropwe bus, tinted, no plate number. They will just stop at your front and come out as if they want to attack you.
Wow. Thank you for that information indeed. I think we're due for a break now. Man, all I can say is wow.
It's What's Up Lagos, baby. Get set.
Welcome back. It's 3 minutes past 11 right here on Nigeria Info 99.3. You're still hanging out with the techies. And we'll take a few messages and like I say, an overflow from the feel of Lagos before we bring you the family talk. We have this one, you know, so this particular guy sent a message earlier how that he was ambushed by some uniformed men.
Yep.
So he says, greetings once again. I honestly believe that those men were police officers because it happened at about 5 to 6 a.m. in the morning. Well, I'm presently squatting with a man that sells flowers and I'm still looking for a fashion designer job, by the way. I'm around somewhere in Ado Road.
Yeah.
Or Okera. Yeah, something like that, like he said. I'm enjoying my stay here, honestly, but same time, it is rough, you understand. And then, really sorry for that experience. But
is this a fashion designer?
Yeah.
Fashion designer are needed around. Anyways. So if you're a well-meaning Nigerian out there, you need a fashion designer.
His name is Desmond.
Desmond, okay.
Desmond.
Desmond, you're in the right place.
But I mean, sorry, really sorry that you experienced that. I don't know. You know, a caller called in again to say that it's actually police officers, uniformed men, you know, perpetrating this evil act. Something that we have been clamoring to put a stop to is still happening. But one thing I know, every day is for the thief, one day is for the owner of the house.
That's some real old school strong.
That's a true. I mean, you cannot continue and think that you're not going to be caught one day.
Yep.
No. Anyway, TJ Care says, hello, detectives. My name is Thank God from Alagbole. I just want to say thank you all for the good work. And may God in his infinite goodness grant you all your heart desires. Amen.
Amen, TJ.
As well. Let me see. This one here is coming from Beauty. Beauty from Ajah says, the techies, I can't stop laughing. That man won't finish me with love. He says, it's Julius Berger contract hand.
Yes, I remember. Oh, man.
Right. Okay, Kinsley from Shomolu. You know what it means to have Julius Berger hand.
Oh, my God. Okay. That's kind of jokey, like 2 days after. You just remember and you laugh. By yourself. All by yourself.
Kingsley from Shomolu says, good morning, the techies. You see this Lagos, eh? He says, it's the craziest place to live in. You just can't be gentle in Lagos. Lagos is the only state in Nigeria that will bring out the craziness in you. He says, I just love Lagos. Well done, the techies. You guys are giving us joy. We're glad we're able to do that. Patrick from Ogwe says, good morning. No, the truth about Lagos is that Lagos can make a tortoise run faster than a dog if possible. It makes a snail exit its shell because of pressure. It says, a man eats a banigusi soup just beside me at around 9 p.m. going home and washes his hand through the window. Aww. It says, I tire. Western life is crazy. Right.
Oh, my.
Another here says, Lagos will change you. I was always vexing when I first came to Lagos because of traffic. He says, now 1 hour journey is like 10 minutes. If you understand what he means.
Yeah.
Anyway, Kainde from Amu says, good morning, the techies. On the dozen guys who are almost falling on ladies' breasts in commercial buses. He says, please, not all are with evil motives. People are going through a lot in Lagos, I must confess. Getting home by 11 p.m. and dashing out by 4 a.m. It says, not be easy thing, my people. Some ladies too fall asleep on men's shoulders in the bus, and I have experienced at least two. So are they also with evil motives? They sell that call to stop demonizing everything.
You know how it is now.
Even Brace from Unilag says, what's up, Lagos? Good morning, Collins and Andrea. Whenever we say the police work with the Agbero's of Vice Society, people will be saying, where is your fact? I says, remember I called yesterday about a bond red bus? As I got to KTU, you could imagine the crazy attitude of the boys who were ready to bring down the conductor and collectively injure him because of 200 naira. To my shock, there was a police officer, there's a mopo, sitting in front seat who couldn't salvage the situation. I almost slapped him from the back. That can't you do something? It says, please, where is Lagos going with all this mess? I need an answer.
Well, 2023 is around the corner. You can use your PVC to make the decision that you believe will change your Lagos, your Nigeria for better.
That's right.
That's and the
lastly,
best advice.
Right. Lastly, Ike here from Okota says, I've been harassed in a Damfo by a lady. She was very busty. And she sat in a way that her bosom was all over my upper arm. I kept trying to move my arm away, but she kept coming from my arm. I didn't know what else to do, and it was a very long ride. Oh my God.
Some people wish.
Oh my God.
I didn't say that. But some people will be like,
want
well.
Something like that.
That's.
Nah. Anyway.
Oh my God. Oh boy. So guys, it's totally cruise. We talk about some serious conversations, but we ensure that it is not, you know, that kind of rigidity. We just stay there. Welcome, sir. This is a program. No, no, be us. We won't do that because people are already going through a lot of tough times.
Right.
For us to not come on the radio
and make it more tough for you.
I tell before I'm serious. But hey, we have very serious conversations to talk that have to do with our families, have to do with us changing the way, changing our society for good.
All right.
Absolutely.
Okay. Shout out to, this is coming from Lizzie. Shout out to you. Thank you so much for reaching out. So she says, please give me the number to the newcomer to Lagos. We need a fashion designer here in Festec. Uh-huh. So she dropped her contact. We're going to have your contact and link you up with them.
You see? The power of demand and supply.
We'll link you up with Desmond, who needs a fashion designing job.
Right. Fantastic, man.
Okay, then. Thank you so much for being a part of the show on the first hour. That is the Feel of Lagos. It's time to switch gears and bring you Family Talk, a conversation we started yesterday talking about decision-making. And how do you come about, or how do you arrive at making decisions in your home? Is it husband-centered? Is it wife-centered? Is it everybody? But we'll live, come together, let's make this decision. How do you come about making decisions in your family?
The family, considered the smallest unit in a society, but the most powerful of all. It is where habits are formed and values are instilled, one person at a time. For society to get it right, family plays a major role. Get ready to talk family on Family Talk with the Techers. Now, on your number one station for talk, 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
Welcome to Family Talk. Welcome to radio, the big information that you need to better your family and also in turn build our society and make it a better place. We are the biggest family conversation happens right here on the Family Talk with the Techers and What's Up Lagos, right here, Nigeria's number one for talk, 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Yeah, that's right. We started a conversation yesterday, and we're asking a couple of questions. How do you run your family when it comes to making decisions?
Yep.
And we established the fact that decision making is a tough one. It's not one that you just wake up one morning and you make a decision. Any decision you make has either a positive impact or a negative impact on whatever you're making a decision on.
Yeah.
And we know that running a family is more or less like you're running a business. Like, you have to constantly make decisions, either financially, either spiritually, either, you know, everything, you know, you have to, like, be sound when it comes to making your decision.
That's right. We talked about how it influences your choices, and then the choices you make in life will determine your life. Absolutely. So decision making is very important. We also talked about a bit about that yesterday, a bit about the fact that The fact that, look, there's a process to arriving at decision making.
Yeah.
That process itself, how do you arrive at? Because you can't just wake up and make a decision.
Sure that.
Decisions are thought through. They're discussed in cases, different cases. So how do you arrive? Is it just you think it, you say it, you think it to act it? Or in your family, is there like a table where everyone has a contribution? I mean, you did a breakdown of all these different types of how family make decisions in their homes.
Yeah.
You know, whether it's the father or the man-centered, the woman-centered or the mother-centered, or, you know, a percentage of people everybody comes in. You want to break down that?
Let me just bring it back to us. So if you didn't listen yesterday, according to research, there are four types of family role structure when it comes to decision-making. There's the husband dominant, where that the man in the home, who's a father, is the one to make the decision solely. He does not consult the wife, he does not consult the children, he doesn't consult no one, but he makes the decision himself on behalf of the family. And there's also the wife dominant, all right, where that the woman in the house, who is the wife, is the one to make the decision all by herself. Financially, she's the one to make the decision.
Yeah.
Spiritually, she's the one to make the decision. She's the one to make the decision. And there's also what they call the autonomic, where if less than 50% make a decision jointly in the family, that is, if less than 50% of the family members are involved in decision making, is called autonomic. There's also the syncretic, where more than 50% make a decision jointly. More than 50%. That is, if you have maybe you have other family people living with you, like an extended family. So it's not just the nuclear family this time. Every other person is involved in making the decision in that home. And then we asked, which of the styles do you adopt, or have you adopted? Which one works for you? And what are the advantages or disadvantages? Do you do everyone come together, tell us what you think, tell us what you think before we make a decision, or you just make a decision solely as to what you think is best for the family?
That's right. And that puts a lot of pressure or a lot of importance on who the decision maker is. As it were. You know, we also did an analogy yesterday of the fact that, you know, if you're saying, oh, I'm the man, I make all the decision, you're not going to make a decision, it now becomes a problem. You now want to have a conversation.
This is what has happened.
So we are here now. How do we? There's not will. There is no how do we. There's a how do I? Because you made the decision alone. So we're going to talk about that because it's quite important. So people believe that, especially in this part of the world, they believe that the man of the house should have the final say. The final say. And should have in every matter. Now I want to ask a question. Does it even matter if that person is not the most experienced in that area, but just because that's a gender, or that's, you know, is the man of the house, you make that decision. For example, if you have a wife that is an accountant, isn't it, for example, you have a partner that's an accountant, isn't it just right that that partner, because of the experience and because of the knowledge of accountancy, to handle financial matters and make decisions on financial matters at home? Or would you still insist, say, no, I'm the man or I'm the woman, and in this house, I make the decision no matter whether I have the sense or the technical know-how, or if I have the choice, the ability to make choices, to make right choices or make right decisions. No, I have to do it. So these are just some areas that we have to talk about. We have a number of questions we want to ask you.
Yeah, we've asked, I think that you have asked the bulk of it. But I want to also ask, should everyone be involved, like in a family setting, should everyone be involved in family decision, in decision making? Should everyone be involved? And if your answer to that is no, can you tell us why? If it is yes also, can you tell us why? I mean, we always reference to one of our callers who gave us some kind of info as to how he runs his home and how that everyone is involved. And trust me, it's really intrigued me, because you rarely find something like that in family settings today, where that, you know, if I want to make a decision, everybody is in the, even the youngest in the family
has
something to say. You know, it's not just I am to do everything myself. That's you being considerate that, you know what, the people who are in my home are also human beings, and they have feelings, and they have interests, and they have what, you know, they would want for themselves. So how about I just bring them together and ask questions, and then make decisions and involve them in the decision making?
That's right.
So their family families who run things that way.
Yeah.
While there's some family, especially like you said, this part of the world, the man runs and gives and makes a decision. But, you know,
which one works for you?
Which one works for you? And then you want to tell us why and how it has been working for you in your family.
This is the Family Talk with the Techers. The numbers haven't changed. 01465-7190. 01465-7190. That's the number for them ladies to call. Hi, ladies. How you doing? And, well, you can also call us a man. 0700-993-993-993.
I thought you would say, hi, guys. How you doing?
How far are guys?
Are you kidding me? What was that for? What's the difference? I don't get it.
How you doing? Hi, guys. How you doing, Bao? Hey, how far are guys, call 0700-993-993-993. Well, ladies.
That's you being biased.
I don't know. We're breaking the bias. Let's break the bias.
If you say hi, ladies, you should also say hi,
hello, guys. No.
So I should be the one to say hi, guys.
Guys would prefer Afa.
Okay.
Yes, I'm very sure, guys. How you doing? How far? No, I know.
Okay.
I should not be saying how far, ladies.
No, no. The phone lines are buzzing. No thanks. Hello. Don't mind me.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, my name is Musa.
Hi, Musa.
I'm calling from Ota.
Welcome.
Hi, Musa. Let's talk.
Yeah, actually, the matter or the issue rather I wanted to contribute in is came in earlier, but I've been trying to reach you, but it's not going through. But at the same time, I'm interested in this one.
All right, go ahead.
Seriously, I'm interested in this one. You see, talking about family settings, it depends on the kind of family and the kind of relationship you build in the family.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? You know, like seriously, truth be told, there are families where a lot of them are the proud ones.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they always feel like they are the head of the family. Whatever they do or say is final.
Mm-hmm.
But there are also some family who take it like they consider everyone's opinion to be a relevant one.
Yeah.
Like, in my family, for instance, I won't lie to you, for the fact that I'm the first one of the family, that is no more. But that does not make my siblings irrelevant.
Right.
You understand? Even though there's a decision we want to make or something,
yeah.
I love the fact that no matter what my mom wants to do, she calls on my attention. And even though she calls on my attention as the firstborn, I also feel like, okay, fine, I have siblings also. Even though some of them are guys and also ladies among them are some. But at the same time, everyone needs to at least have a seat.
Yeah.
I might be the one to take the final decision.
Yeah.
I don't know if you understand.
Yeah.
I might be the one to take the final decision.
Yeah.
But what if their own idea or their own opinion makes a lot more sense than mine?
Hmm. Okay.
Because, you know, just like you were saying earlier, we have different ideas and different fields we are experienced in, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, okay, I'm an accountant, he's an engineer, and we have to make a decision that has to do with engineering. But because I want to prove to him that I'm the firstborn,
yeah.
I don't have experience in engineering, but I want to take the decision.
Mm-hmm.
Then at the end of the day, I'll end up making the wrong decision.
True.
That's right.
But when I give the chance, when I give the room for opinions, as in everyone's idea and the rest of them, at the end of the day, we make up an idea that is going to make a very good one.
True.
That's right.
You understand? So that's my proof in it.
All right. Thank you so much. Appreciate you for that contribution.
Soshibu was on the line. Welcome, Soshibu.
Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life.
Yeah. I think this discussion is well timed.
Mm-hmm.
Especially as things are becoming harder. People are in a haste to make decisions.
Mm-hmm.
There is always important, especially if such decision will affect everybody in the home, to seek the opinion of others before arriving at a decision.
Mm.
And also, it's also good to pray to God to direct your thoughts as you're about to make a weighty decision. If a decision will affect the family, you must consult the family members. But there are decisions that you need to take by yourself.
Mm-hmm.
If you're talking about the cloth to wear, where to go, you don't really need to call the whole family to come and sit down and talk about it.
Yep.
But when you want to talk about where to live, the kind of school children should go, the kind of work you would do and your wife would do, you have to agree.
Mm-hmm.
because the family is highly involved in that matter.
That's right.
Then how to spend money? You have to discuss it, especially with your wife. There are things you need to keep away from the children.
Yeah.
It is good that we should involve our children, but not in all cases.
Mm.
So our partners must be aware of our business dealings, how we spend money and so on.
Mm.
So that's how I look at it.
Okay. So you're saying that you don't necessarily have to bring the children in, except that it is expedient.
There are things you keep away from the children.
Yeah.
Even sometimes on a rare occasion, there are things you keep away from your partner.
Okay.
Yes.
And you make the decision yourself.
Yes, as a man, there are some decisions you keep away from your partner.
As a woman, can you also keep decisions away from your partner?
Your woman can keep decisions away, but not as related to the man.
Okay. Okay.
Wow.
Thank you. Thank you. The last part now, and I just put confusion. It don't matter, but we appreciate your opinion.
Okay, then let's hear more. Hello.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning.
What's up, Lego?
Cheers to life. Welcome, Leke. It's been a while. How are you?
I'm fine. I'm busy with my 4 years. I will just bring another song.
Great. So that's fantastic.
Call it. How are you, sir?
I'm very fine, Leke, a good friend.
Okay. About the topic, I'm very, very interested in it.
Okay.
And thanks for what you say about the part of the world. Most of all, that's a man and woman are egos. Mm. So many husbands have a wife and they know how to spread for their personality. Just as you said, he can't make a decision.
Mm-hmm.
In family, you have to consider the level of strength and expression of others.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, for example, if you're a man, it doesn't mean that you know it's all. So when it comes to decision making, you have to be open to your wife.
Mm.
You have to do with decisions that you can affect the family. So now fine, want to make decisions, it is better that you can give you another perspective. Even if you're not able to see but if you share it, you can be in another perspective.
Okay.
So when you come to the make decision, you know how to be you alone. So you have to be involved so that if you have to do with family decision making.
All right. Thank you. Thank you for your contribution indeed, Leke.
Hello. Hello.
Hello, are you there? More. Unfortunately.
Hello.
Hello, good morning.
Hi, good morning. Welcome. What's your name?
My name is Chris Lee. I'm calling from TBS.
Welcome, Tosi. Go ahead.
I don't want to make a little contribution on what we're discussing. I find it so interesting.
All right, go ahead.
No, decision making to me is very, very important in every society,
mm-hmm.
be it a single or a married person.
Yeah.
For me, for instance, I would say that with my family, for example, you know, as of last year, we had the house issue and we are trying to make arrangement on how to make the payment of the next house rent, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But everybody was just murmuring. Nobody's saying something that can suggest the way forward how to make the payment.
Mm.
And I made a meeting to everybody. I really come together and think about how to make this payment next. Yeah. And well, no one of us is doing very well. But I suggest that, okay, if we can contribute some amount of money every month, so by the end of the year, we are able to get this amount of money to pay the house rent. And to my greatest surprise, it was so wonderful that I bought the idea and everybody buy to it.
Okay.
So to me, I believe that making decisions is not really something you just wake up and say, okay, fine, let's do it that way. You have to first of all seek an opinion.
Consult other people.
It.
Yeah. All right.
If there would have been any better option for them to bring out on that table, definitely they'll bring it out and able to just think about it and make
that's right.
To us.
All right, thank you very much.
Collective decision is the best decision someone can take.
Absolutely. All right, collective.
Collective decision making. Anyway, we're going on a break. We'll be right back to continue this conversation. Stay with us.
Very much indeed.
And happy birthday to you, by the way.
Arigato gozaimasu.
Happy birthday to you. I wish you all the very, very best. Yeah. You're such an amazing, amazing individual. Talented, super, super smart, super intelligent. Like, I just admire how that you can jump on any conversation and you drop some really insightful nuggets. But shout out to you. Happy birthday to you. I wish you all the very best.
You have sense. I mean, it's a good guy, guys. I mean, this amazing. This is the future of the industry right here.
Ooh.
You know, I just mark those words. Happy birthday. We'll see if we can pop something right after the show.
I'm going to be sleeping outside the studio.
And all that, indeed. Great guy. Great guy. Guys, go on social media and wish you happy birthday. What's your handle? Your handle on social media?
At A.M. Brownish. Y'all know already.
At A.M. Brownish.
A.M.B.R.O.W.N.I.S.H. Let's have the conversation.
All right, then.
Okay, you have more information for us.
Oh, yes, I do. There's something fantastic that dropped on Friday last week. It was the 18th of March. It's Famous, Young, Famous, and African. It's on Netflix. It's really hot. There's a lot of gist that's actually been coming from there, you know. Annie Dibia is on it. Tubaba is on it. Holy smokes. If you see some gist that was actually being dropped, but I won't be the one that's gonna give you that gist, because like, y'all need to go watch it yourselves, right? So y'all go check out Young, Famous, and African on Netflix. Hopefully in progressive seasons, Brownish might be featured in it. So y'all need to start dropping the balls right now. Y'all need to start, you know, setting yourselves up for, you know, all the gist that's gonna be dropped, right? It's fantastic stuff. Y'all make sure you go check out Young, Famous, and African. It's going on Netflix. It was dropped on the 18th of March and it is absolutely blistering hot. It's a different view of Africa aside from the stereotypical views of, you know, people, small children with flies roaming around there. Like, we also have celebrities here in Africa. We have people who are flexing life, right? So go check out Young, Famous, and Africans on Netflix and you all will enjoy it, I guarantee it.
Welcome back. What a break that was. We know. But like we usually say, we need to make some money and thank you for staying there.
Sometimes it takes longer to make that money.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for hanging on there. And thank you for keeping it 99.39 Jera Info. The family talk is still ongoing right here with the techers on WhatsApp Lagos. And we've been discussing decision making in the family. And we're asking, which style do you adopt when it comes to decision making? Do you carry all the family along, or is it just a man that should make the decision? That is it just the husband that should make the decision? Or is it the wife? I know this aspect is very, very dicey, especially in this part of the world where, like, she cannot make a decision on behalf of the family. It's difficult, you know, in some families, in some settings, where the woman cannot make decision on behalf of the family. The man will be like, what is my role here? Why don't, am I not the man? Am I not supposed to make the decision? You know, but hey, how do you come or arrive at decision making in your family, and how has it worked for you? Also, what are the factors to consider when making a decision, especially when in the confines of the family?
Yeah.
There's a lot to consider when it comes to making decisions.
Because, you know, it's going to affect everybody. It's not just you. You have to think and look at what's the best possible decision to make right now, and how do I go about this? And which of course underscores the importance of, sometimes people say, you know, I'll bring you to the table, let everyone have contribution.
Yeah.
So if you backfire, everybody say, we all agree.
But
you know,
how about young families where the children are still very, very little?
So it comes to husband and wife.
Both of them have to make the decision themselves.
You've got to. And it's sometimes we take ourselves for granted, like, is it not my wife? She go take him. Is it not my husband?
No, Why do I need to tell him?
He's just one person, you know.
Yeah.
That applies when you have a whole family and there's a table like what's in the studio right now.
Yeah.
But when it's just two people tend to like just play down on that, like there's no really need. I trust. Even some people be like, I trust if he makes a decision.
That's fine.
I trust that it's fine. But it's not always fine. It's not always fine because, I mean, you can never really know somebody and trust them to know. So sometimes we just need to have that conversation.
That's right.
What you consider?
What are the things to consider? What are the things to consider when making a decision, especially in a family? 0700-993-993-993. Hello?
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life. Welcome.
This is Engineer Chisomun Joko.
Welcome.
Welcome, Engineer.
Okay, talking about decisions, all decisions are not equal. There are some certain decisions that we require that a man or a woman will take for the family. Then there are some, because their children are growing up at certain ages, there are some you may have to take decisions for. But when they become older, you need to allow them to take certain decisions for themselves. So you need to operate based on how important that decision is. And then the person who takes the decision may not be the one who is the spokesman or spokeswoman for that decision. You can take a decision and delegate another person to be the spokesman for it.
Okay.
I give an example. I have a daughter that is 20 years old.
Yeah.
She wanted to make a career for herself on her own. She told me that she wanted to read medicine and surgery. So she passed the jump, got an admission. I paid some money some money to start the course, the non-refundable fee. Then I noticed that every time she was with her mother, they keep dodging me, and I was just observing them and laughing. One day she came and told me, "Daddy, actually, I just took medicine because I just wanted to see whether I could pass jump. But it's not, I don't want anything that will actually tie me down." You know, this girl, she plays violin, plays guitar, does visual artist, is a photographer, is a footballer, is a lot
wow.
of things.
Beautiful.
All rolled into one person. She doesn't want anything that will tie her from being herself. So I said, okay, go and choose your course. She took about a month searching the internet and came up with the biotechnology. So now she's a science in a school in the East.
Wow.
And she's now managing a photo studio of herself rather than still schooling. And it's a decision she took for herself. Imagine if I was the one who affected her career. Tomorrow she would blame me.
Yeah.
That you are the one who kept me here. I wanted to fly. Kept me to be a chick.
Wow.
So I think it's important that we know how old the people are. You can make decision for the little children, but then, like I said, the person who takes the decision may not be the one speaking about the decision. Okay. So you need to allow all these things in your home. Thank you very much. Colandria, I formed for Colandria Foundation, Collins and Andrea Foundation.
Check your
Instagram, you see what I wrote there.
All right, we'll check it. Thank you very much, sir.
By the way, he is being very supportive with Bisola's case. Remember,
fantastic.
We'll bring her story tomorrow. Remember the lady who called in on the show saying that she was about to commit suicide.
Yeah.
And he was one of those people who reached out saying that he's ready to help.
Wow.
So thank you. Thank you for being awesome. And those are wise words, too.
Very wise words. As well as the part that he said that you can make a decision and get somebody else who's
to be the spokesperson.
You know, helping it.
But you know, there was something else he said. There's a decision for a man to make, and there's a decision for a woman to make. Now, my question is, what in the family setting now, what role, what decision should a woman be the one in charge of? And what decision making or what area should a man be in charge of? But our time is far spent.
Yes, it looks like we're going to have another part. And then the gist I wanted to give, imagine, time did not allow us. So maybe tomorrow, tune in tomorrow. Because the gist, and all of you are waiting for that gist, myself and Andrea. I'm going to cast Andrea tomorrow.
Oh, my goodness.
So join us tomorrow on the show for that. We'll go on a break now.